Hi, my name is Monisha, and this recording is about my experience with my BetterUp coach, Vibha Sharma. So when I had first come to work with Vibha, I was at kind of a crossroads with my work. I had been a director of my team for quite some time. I had been doing a really strong job, but my company actually had decided to hire somebody above me, and that was kind of a shock to the system and kind of the initiative for why I wanted to start working with a coach. So Vibha and I had kind of worked on three main issues. I would say the first one is kind of my tendency to spin stories, as Vibha liked to call it. Basically, you know, I would kind of read into people's actions a bit too much. I would think of, like, you know, if my boss said something to me, I would start thinking about, like, the tone in which they said it, the timing of which they said it, and I would spin this whole story about them having sort of some preconceived notion about me and, you know, conversations going on behind closed doors, or so I thought. So Vibha really helped me when I was spinning those stories to kind of stop and catch myself while I was doing it, and then be able to ask myself whether or not that thought actually really mattered, or whether or not I actually truly believed that that was happening. And that was actually really helpful. I feel like most of the time that kind of anxiety comes to you when you are, you know, lying in bed late at night trying to just get some sleep. So it's nice to be able to kind of, like, catch yourself in that moment, pause, shut it off, and be able to kind of, like, put it to bed literally. And kind of move on and start a new day fresh. So that probably was the biggest thing that she and I had worked on, and probably the thing that I found most effective in kind of managing my work stress. The second thing Vibha and I started working on was being assertive in the workplace. So I'm the type of person who I lead a multitude of projects across a whole bunch of cross-functional teams. I'm not somebody who's shy in the workplace, so working on asserting myself kind of felt a little out of character, not something that I really thought about very, very much at all. But what I realized is that, like, in a lot of my interactions, when I thought I was being very clear in asking for something for myself from management and my leaders, I wasn't really getting the result that I wanted, and I don't think that what I was saying was resonating with people the way that I wanted it to. And I think what Vibha helped me realize is that when I ask people for things, I tend to ask them in a very polite way, which is very kind, but I think in the way that I'm asking it, I'm not necessarily getting to the point quickly enough, right? So I'm not actually being assertive up front. So I think by putting the ask up front and then kind of working on the explanations afterwards, that was really helpful for me to just adopt that strategy kind of within my own asks that I make of management at work. And I think in terms of, like, conflict management and resolution, that was super helpful because it was just like, let me give you the point and then I'll work through the details. And then the last thing that Vibha and I had spent a good amount of time on was kind of my tendency to get bored in the workplace. So I think many millennials can probably relate to this. You know, when you're working a job, and I tend to work in very kind of, like, corporate office environments, you get to a certain level of competency at the task that you do, and all of a sudden things don't really feel challenging anymore. Things start feeling more mundane, and it's just not the exciting job that you had kind of really hoped for yourself. So for me, you know, I hadn't really thought about, like, how can I actually effectively work my way through this boredom. It was more, you know, I tended to get, like, a wandering eye and would start thinking about, like, leaving a company rather than thinking about how I can make my current situation better. So by really reflecting on, like, what actually I find challenging and interesting in the moment, and going out to the people who can make that happen and asking for it, is really kind of how I focused on managing that boredom. And I'll say, you know, I definitely worked through the boredom phase. I you know, a lot of times then after that, I kind of felt, like, overworked. So it's, you know, you get what you ask for. but having that kind of wherewithal to be able to say, like, okay, this isn't working for me right now, but what would, and go out and get it was really super helpful. So all in all, I really enjoyed my coaching experience. I wish, I could continue on with it for however long I'm employed, but it's definitely been a great journey in being able to kind of attack those three things and work through them.